I'm Steve Miller reporting. The White House said Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump is supporting efforts to tighten federal background checks on gun buyers in the aftermath of last week's shooting of 17 that killed 17 people at a Florida high school. Bill Gallo has more.
A bipartisan bill calls for a system of incentives and penalties to encourage government entities throughout the U.S. to report information about people with mental health issues or criminal backgrounds. In Washington, Democratic lawmakers often call for tighter controls on gun purchases, while Republicans often oppose them, saying they would violate the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that enshrines gun ownership. Unlike many gun control proposals, the National Rifle Association, the dominant gun lobby in the U.S., supports improving the background check system. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Washington is refocused on the Russia probe after Special Counsel Robert Mueller's indictment of 13 Russians accused of interfering with the 2016 presidential election. Russia's foreign minister on Monday dismissed the indictments, saying that the charges lacked evidence. President Trump on Twitter said interpreted the charges as a reason to end the investigations of possible collusion by elements of his campaign. Police and militia commanders said the Islamic State militants ambushed a convoy of government-backed militia fighters near the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk late Sunday, killing at least 25. Adi al-Amiri, the leader of the Badr Brigade, has vowed revenge and comforted relatives of some of the victims. For additional stories, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Anita Powell reports that South Africa's opposition harshly criticized new President Cyril Ramaphosa's first State of the Nation address.
A day after taking office to replace the unpopular Jacob Zuma, President Cyril Ramaphosa's debut State of the Nation address on Friday outlined big ambitions and challenged South Africans to follow in the steps of their greatest leader. The main opposition Democratic Alliance challenged Ramaphosa's pledge to wipe out corruption after Zuma's 9-year run, which was riddled with corruption allegations. The new president will have a chance to refute the criticisms on Tuesday. Ramaphosa has just more than a year to try to implement changes before next year's national polls. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Philippine police say authorities have arrested an Arab man who they believe is a former commander of the Islamic State group. Luis Ramirez has the details.
Police Director General Ronald De La Rosa said Monday that police and military personnel arrested Femi Lasaud and his Filipina companion in a Manila apartment last week. De La Rosa said bomb-making materials, firearms, and ammunition were seized during the arrest. He said investigators were looking into possible links the pair had to local and foreign militant groups and whether they were involved in any terrorist plot. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Iran's Press TV is reporting that search and rescue teams have reached the site of a plane crash that authorities say killed all 65 people on board. Julian Satterthwaite has more on the crash.
The Asiman Airlines plane was en route from Tehran to the southwest city of Yasuj when it came down on Sunday. The rescue search had been hampered by bad weather conditions in this mountainous region, making access to local towns increasingly difficult. The twin-engine turboprop ATR-72 was just over 24 years old and was back in service after being in storage for 6 years. The cause of the accident is not yet known. Tehran says U.S. sanctions prevented it from importing new aircraft or spare parts.
That was Julian Satterthwaite. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said bombardment by the government and its allies killed at least 71 people in the rebel-held eastern Ghouta region near Damascus in a 24-hour period. Syrian state media said rebel groups in eastern Ghouta fired mortars at areas of Damascus held by the government, killing a child and injuring 8 others. In the two-man bobsled, the Canadians had to share a gold medal with Germany in a rare dead heat at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Two other gold medals were awarded on day 10. They went to Norway, which won the men's large hill team ski jumping and the 500-meter speed skating race to lift its tally of medals to 11 gold. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today. The Voice of America. VOA 1.